Hey there, you've tuned into Thrive's Podcast, a student ministry part of Victory Family Church located in Cranberry Township, PA. You can check us out every Saturday night at 6, or if you missed everything I just said, be sure to follow us on Instagram at Thrive at Victory.
Set the tone of what's going to happen tonight, because we're believing God for big things, and Miss Michelle is here tonight. If you guys don't know who Miss Michelle is, I'll have her come up here in a second, but she is the one, and Pastor John, who has founded this church. So what you are sitting in, they saw this over 20 years ago, and I wanted Miss Michelle to come tonight and share her testimony and share what God has done in her life, because this whole month we're talking about purpose, and everybody needs to know that God has a purpose for your life. And every single one of us has a testimony, and a testimony is simply this: it's a story of what God has done in your life. See, last week we had four of our leaders and one of our students come up and share what God has done in their life. Some were struggling with pornography, other it was due to their father being absent, another one it was just a circumstance of addiction. But we believe that God can meet you in your mess and turn it into a message. So tonight, we're believing for big things. We're going to have Miss Michelle just share for about 15 to 20 minutes. And Miss Michelle has it on her heart to pray for every single one of you. So we're going to go back into worship. And it's going to be a time to really worship God and just lay things down at his feet. So without further ado, I need everybody to stand up on their feet, to clap their hands as Miss Michelle comes up. Miss Michelle, we love you.
Give Zach a hand. Isn't he awesome? I love his heart. He loves you guys. You are so blessed to have him here. And he asked me to speak tonight, and for a while I didn't want to do it because I feel like you guys think I'm really old, and I probably am to you, but I still feel like I'm your age. And you know what, though, I'm just going to be like a spiritual mom to you tonight, because that's what I am to this church, is a spiritual mom. You know, and you can look at like my husband and I and think, well, you know, they founded this church and look what God's done. And you can think that, you know, they just had perfect lives and they had it all together and they don't understand what I'm going through. But I didn't have a perfect life, and I had a lot of pain in my life. And I want to tell you my story about how God rescued me. And I just want to share with you from my heart. I'm not a big speaker, but I'm just going to tell you what God did for me. And I know that he wants to do it for you, because the Bible says he's no respecter of persons. And he loves you just where you're at. And he sees you just where you are. And I don't care what you're carrying, what you're doing, how bad you think it is, how good you think it is. Lay that all aside tonight. And God just wants you to know that he loves you just where you're at, and he wants to rescue your life, and he wants to turn your life into a beautiful story for him. And you may think, oh, I don't want that. You know, when I was a teenager, I didn't want anything to do with God. But God found me, and just like he found me, he is yearning and searching for you right now. He knows where you're at. And thank God you're right here tonight, and that this was God ordained that you're here, whether you believe it or not. And he wants to touch your life tonight, and he wants to make a difference in your life. He wants to do great things in your life. You know, I wish someone had told me when I was your age what I want to tell you, and I wish someone had asked a question to me, the two questions that I'm going to ask you, and I wish they had answered it for me through the Word of God, because I didn't know the Word of God when I was younger. And I didn't know. I got born again when I was maybe in the fourth grade, where I received Jesus at a children's camp. But I never knew God's Word, and I never knew anything about him, or the church I went to. It was just religion. There was no reality with God. And I just want you to know tonight, I hate religion. But God wants to have reality with you. He wants to be real with you right where you're at. And so, you know, this isn't a place where you come and there's this religious game that people play. And I want to ask you tonight to take off your mask, and maybe the game that you're playing, and let God in. And so the two questions I want to ask you tonight are, who's telling you who you are? And do you know that God has a great purpose for your life? You know, and I want to tell you that, you know, when I was growing up, I didn't have the Word of God telling me and God telling me who I was. I had circumstances, and I had lies of the enemy that bombarded my mind for years. It told me who I was, and it led me to a lot of pain. You know, when I, my parents were married until I was 8 years old, and then they divorced. During the time they were married, I felt like, you know, my dad really doted on me. He loved me. He was a part of my life, and I felt special. I can remember feeling special, even though my parents, their marriage was really bad, and they were very volatile, and my dad really did some things, pushed my mom around, would hit her and stuff. And I can remember feeling, even at that age, like 5 and 6 years old, responsible for that, feeling like I had to fix it. I'd try to get in the middle of their fights and try to stop it. But even in the middle of that, I felt special because my dad had a relationship with me. But then when he was, when I was 8 years old, he decided to leave. He had an affair with another woman, and he left my mom. And he just, for the first year after he left, he married the woman that he left my mom for. And so I saw him some, but then after that, I didn't see him for years. I didn't see him till I was about 18 years old. And so all through that time, I had the enemy lie to me and tell me untruths about who I was. I had circumstances tell me untruths about who I was. When I can remember when he left, I think he came in and he talked to us and told us he was leaving and stuff. And I remember in my mind, even though I didn't know a lot about God, I mean, we went to church, but I didn't know who God was. I didn't know the character of God. I didn't know he was good. I didn't know that he loved me and that he wanted to do great things for me. But even then, I just knew, if my dad could get in church, if he could go to church, maybe it would change and he wouldn't leave. So I can remember him coming into my bedroom, and I can remember laying on my bed and screaming and crying and begging him to come to church that night. It was on a Sunday night. We used to go to church actually on Sunday nights, believe it or not. And he begged him to go to church with me. I thought that would stop him from leaving. And he said, no, I'm not going to do that. And he left. And at that moment, that was a really defining moment for me at 8 years old, because I started believing that, you know what, no matter how much I tried or what I tried to do, it never worked. Because if I couldn't get my dad to stay, then what could I do to do? I felt like I had no control and that I couldn't do anything. And then from then on, when he didn't show up for things, when he didn't call me on my birthday, when he wasn't there at Christmas, when there was no any kind of relationship at all with him, I just kept, the enemy would bombard my mind and tell me that, you know, I was just worthless and I was no good. My heart just shattered. And I felt like that I had there was no meaning to life, and that I was invisible, that nobody cared. And that if my dad, if he didn't love me, nobody else would love me. And I was very, very broken and depressed. But on the outside, I looked like I was happy and I was okay. But then as a teenager, I became very rebellious. And I started really, really getting very angry. And started living in a lot of sin and partying and doing things that, you know, that I knew were wrong, because I grew up in at least a home where I knew right and wrong, but I didn't have the power to not do those things, because I didn't have God really an intimacy with God, and I didn't know how to stop those things in my life. And so you know, I do all kind of things that I shouldn't have done. And you know, I can remember when I was 12 years old, I was stealing my mom's car and driving around with my cousin, and when she would go to work, she'd carpool with people. We'd steal her car and go do things. It was crazy. You know, and a lot of times when you look at people that are very, like, wild and are risk takers, and you think, you know, why are they like that? A lot of it is because they have no value in their self. They feel worthless, and they don't value themselves, so they don't care whether they live or die, or, you know, and so kind of that's how I was, and I started hanging out around with a lot of